These may be the most significant steps in the history of the Jewish people. When Hashem makes his promise to Avram, he tells him to take a walk. Listen. And Hashem said to Avram after Lot had separated from him, "Now lift your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, because all the land which you see I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth. If a man can count the dust of the earth, so too may your offspring be counted. Arise, walk through the land to its length and to its breadth, because I will give it to you." When we think of God's promise here, we may recall that it required looking around, perhaps for Avraham to appreciate what his descendants would be receiving from God. But why in the world did he need to walk around the land in order to get it? Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. This verse seems to come and go very quickly. Hashem promises Avraham, then still Avram, that the land of Israel would belong to his descendants. But then he told him to get up and walk through its length and breadth. Why? The sages explain. When the Holy One, blessed be He, gave the land to our father Avraham, He gave it to him as it was, as it says, "Arise, walk through the land, its length and breadth, because I am giving it to you." Avram got up and improved it, as it says, and he planted an eshel tree at Beersheba. Isaac got up and improved it, as it says, and Isaac planted in that land. Jacob got up and improved it, as it says, and he bought the portion of the field. This insight of the sages helps us understand why Avram had to walk the land, and why it would not be sufficient to simply look around from his perch. If Avraham had merely looked around, he would have taken in a broad and beautiful panorama, but he would not have seen what needed improvement or fixing. It was only when he walked the land that he noticed an area that was missing a tree. It was only in visiting the space that Yitzchak noticed it could be an orchard. It was only in stopping by a field that Yaakov noticed he could pitch a tent there. Avraham was set to receive a gift from Hashem, but it came with an important clause. Hashem wanted Avraham to walk the land so that he would understand that it was a gift being given with the responsibility of improving its current state. Of course, this is not only true of the land of Israel, though that is a gift that needs constant attention and tending. It is also true of all of our greatest gifts, whether those are in the form of family, finance, person, or spirit. All of these are things that Hashem gives to us along with the responsibility to tend to them, to view them not from afar, but up close, to see to it that they are properly guarded, guided, and finally improved upon. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. If you are in Houston, please come, daven, learn, and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.